I want you to open the Mark chapter 10.
Tahaksin avada piibli Markuse evangeeliumist 10. Peatükis.
I will read from the verse 46.
Loen salmi 46.
As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and the great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. Should I read all and then you read?
Yeah.
Okay. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way.
Ja nad tulid Jeerikosse ja kui Jeesus ja ta jüngrid koos üsna suure rahva hulgaga Jeerikost välja läksid, istus tee ääres pimekerjus Bartimeus, Timeuse poeg. Ja kui see kuulis, et Jeesus natsaretlane on seal, hakkas ta karjuma, "Jeesus, Taaveti poeg, halasta minu peale." Ja paljud sõitlesid teda, et ta vaikiks, temaga karjus veelgi enam, "Taaveti poeg, halasta minu peale." Ja Jeesus ütles seisatades, "Kutsuge ta siia." Ja nad kutsusid pimedat, "Ole julge, tõuse üles, tema kutsub sind." Pime viskas kuue seljast ja hüppas püsti ja tuli Jeesuse juurde. Ja Jeesus päris temalt, "Mida sa tahad, et ma sulle teeksin?" Aga pime ütles talle, "Rabuni, et ma jälle näeksin." Ja Jeesus ütles talle, "Mine, sinu usk on su päästnud." Ja kohe nägi ta jälle ning läks Jeesusega teele kaasa.
That's a very interesting story.
See on väga huvitav lugu.
First of all, it mentions the name.
Esmalt ta mainib inimese nime.
The name of the blind man, it is Bartimaeus.
Selle pimeda mehe nime, kelle nimeks oli Bartimeus.
And whenever Mark is mentioning the name, that means the community is writing to, they know him.
Ja kui Markus mainib mõnda nime, siis tähendab seda, et see kogukond, kellele ta kirjutab, tunneb teda.
Or somebody knows him.
Või keegi tunneb teda.
So when they read the Gospels,
nii et kui nad lugesid evangeeliumit
about Jesus and they found this word Bartimaeus,
ja kui nad leidsid selle sõna Bartimeus,
they might have said, "Hey, we know him."
Siis nad oleksid võinud öelda, jah, me tunneme teda.
So Jesus healed him.
Jeesus tervendas tema.
Aitäh. So as we read along,
nii et kui me loeme edasi,
it is interesting that the blind man, you know, he was addressing Jesus as a son of David.
On huvitav, et see noor see pimeemes pöördub Jeesuse poole kui Taaveti poja poole.
That was messianic title to Jesus.
See oli Jeesuse kohta messianlik tiitel.
So blind man saw in Jesus something.
Nii et see pimeemes nägi Jeesuses midagi.
And it's interesting that no one called Jesus son of David before that.
Ja on huvitav, et keegi ei olnud Jeesust veel varem kutsunud Taaveti pojaks.
Even disciples.
Isegi tema jüngrid mitte.
They were with Jesus, but they still didn't perceive him as a Messiah.
Nad olid küll koos Jeesusega, aga nad ei näinud temas veel messiat.
They saw him feed people, heal people, preach.
Nad nägid, kuidas ta tervendas inimesi, kuidas ta jutlustas.
But they still were not convinced.
Aga nad ei olnud veel veendunud.
But this blind man.
Aga see pime mees.
He didn't see anything.
Tema ei näinud midagi.
He just heard.
Tema ainult kuulis.
And for him that was it.
Ja tema jaoks oli asi selge.
Jesus is different. I don't need to see. It's enough what I hear.
Jeesus on teistsugune. Ma ei peagi nägema, piisab sellest, et ma olen kuulnud.
That's why Bible says that faith comes from hearing the word of God.
Sellepärast ütlebki piibel, et usk tuleb sõna kuulmisest.
And very often we say that if I was living, you know, in Jesus' time and I saw him doing this and that, it would be easier for me to believe.
Sageli ütleksime, et kui mina oleksin Jeesus ajal ja näeksin neid asju, mis sünnib, siis mul oleks lihtsam uskuda.
But Bartimaeus story says no.
Aga Bartimeuse lugu ütleb ei.
Even if you live 2000 years ago after Jesus, 2000 years after Jesus.
Isegi kui sa elad 2000 aastat peale Jeesust.
If you hear.
Kui sa kuuled.
If you have ears and if you hear.
Kui sul on kõrvad ja sa kuuled.
Something starts in your heart.
Siis algab sinu südames midagi.
Faith springs up.
Usk võrsub.
And that's enough.
Ja sellest piisab.
So, you know, Bartimeus was calling and making noise.
Me näeme, et Bartimeus kutsub ja teeb kära.
And people saying, you know, hey, this is not our tradition to scream, you know, when Jesus is passing. Keep silent.
Inimesed ütlevad, et see ei ole meie traditsiooniks, et kui Jeesus mööda läheb, et siis me karjume, ole vait.
But when you have a need,
aga kui sul on vajadus,
you don't care.
Siis sa ei hooli.
About the traditions.
Ei traditsioonidest.
You have a need and you know that Jesus can satisfy your need.
Sul on vajadus, sa tead, et Jeesus suudab selle vajaduse
rahuldada. So he started screaming even stronger.
Nii et hakkas isegi tugevamalt hüüdma.
And then Jesus said, okay, call him.
Ja siis Jeesus ütleb, et kutsuge ta siis siia.
All of a sudden, you know, tradition changed and people were saying, hey, rejoice, Jesus is calling you.
Järsku traditsioonid muutud, inimesed ütlevad, oh, ole rõõmus, Jeesus kutsub sind.
And it says that he threw off his cloak and went to Jesus.
Ja siin öeldakse, et ta viskab oma kuue seljast ära, et Jeesus juurde minna.
That might sound as a minor detail.
Võib tunduda see sellise väikese detailina.
But for the beggar,
kuid selle kerjuse jaoks,
for the blind man even, to leave the cloak,
pimedame jaoks jätta maha oma kuub,
that was like leaving everything behind.
See oli nagu kõige oma selja taha jätmine.
For the beggar, cloak was what? Half of this, or maybe all of his treasure and possession.
Sest mis oli kerjuse jaoks tema kuub, see oli pool või võibolla kogu tema varandus.
He used cloak for sleeping as a cover.
Ta kasutas seda magamiseks, et ennast katta.
He used cloak, you know, to sit down and collect money.
Ta kasutaks selle, et istuda ja raha koguda.
From dust storms, he used this cloak to cover himself.
Kui oli tolmutormid, siis ta kaitses ennast sellega.
And now he hears the calling of Jesus.
Ja nüüd ta kuuleb Jeesuse kutset.
And he has disciples, you know, left all the fish that they caught and they followed, so is he.
Ta on kuulnud selles, kuidas jüngrid, kes püüdsid kala, jätsid kogu oma saagi maha ja nüüd teeb ta tema samamoodi.
I'm just wondering.
Ma mõtlen.
How many things sometimes we have in our lives that we cling to?
Kui palju on mõnikord meie elus asju, millest me kinni hoiame?
We hear the call of Jesus.
Me kuuleme Jeesuse kutset.
And very often we think about the cloak.
Ja väga tihti mõtleme kuue peale.
But this beggar, he left everything behind.
Aga see kerjus, tema jätis kõik selle taha.
And he comes to Jesus.
Ja ta tuleb Jeesuse juurde.
And Jesus says, so what do you want me to do for you?
Ja Jeesus küsib, et mida sa tahad, et ma sulle teeksin?
Come on, Jesus, isn't it obvious?
Jeesus, kas sa ei ole omet?
He is blind.
Isenesest mõistetav.
Why are you asking this?
Miks sa küsid seda?
Well, even though it is obvious.
Isegi kui see on isesenest mõistetav.
Jesus is asking the beggar, do you really know what you asking me?
Jeesus küsib selle kerjuse käest, et kas sa tõesti tead, mida sa minu käest
küsid. If I heal you.
Kui ma sind teen terveks.
You will have to go to job. You will have to find job.
Siis sa pead leidma endale töö.
You will not be able to say, you know, I am blind, I'm so poor, please help me. That, none of that anymore.
Sa ei saa enam öelda, et ma olen nii vaene, ma olen pime, palun aidake mind.
You will have to take responsibility for your life.
Sa pead oma elus võtma vastutuse.
So.
Nii et.
What do you want me to do for you?
Mida sa tahad, et ma sulle teeksin?
He said, I want to be healed, I want to see, rabbi.
Tema vastab, et ma tahaksin jälle näha.
That's interesting because 10 verses before that.
On huvitav, et 10 salmi enne seda.
Disciples come to Jesus.
On jüngrid tulnud Jeesuse juurde.
And they say, we have a request.
Ja nad ütlevad, meil on sulle üks palve.
And Jesus says the same thing.
Jeesus ütleb seda sama.
What do you want me to do for you?
Mida te tahate, et ma teile teeksin?
I believe it's verse 35.
See on salm 36.
And remember what disciples said?
Ja kas te mäletate, mida ütlesid
jüngrid? Let us sit one on your left and another one on your right.
Luba meile, et üks istuks sinust paremal ja teine vasakul käel.
In a sense they were saying, okay, this is very like, you know, you're on the right, on the left. They were saying, we need money, influence and good job.
Mida nad sellega mõtlesid, me tahaksime raha, mõju ja head tööd.
That sounds like a lot of our prayers.
Võibolla see kõlab nii nagu meie palved.
And Jesus says, you don't even know what you are asking.
Ja Jeesus ütleb, et te isegi ei tea, mida te palute.
But they thought they knew.
Aga nemad arvasid, et nad teavad.
And Jesus said no.
Ja Jeesus ütleb neile ei.
I'm not answering that kind of prayers.
Ma ei vasta sellistele palvetele.
But when he asked the same question of Bartimaeus.
Aga kui ta küsib sama asja Bartimaeusile.
Jesus said yes. Okay, I'll do that.
Siis Jeesus ütleb, anytime. Ja, ma teen seda.
You see, Jesus is not when we ask God out of selfishness to take care of our lives, he says no.
Kui me oma isekusest küsime Jumala käest, et ta meie eludest hoolitseks, siis ta ütleb ei.
But when we come to God and we say, God, give me strength to be responsible for my life even more.
Aga kui me küsime Jumala käest, et palun anna mulle jõudu, et olla oma elu eest vastutav.
I don't want to depend on other people for my welfare.
Ma ei taha sõltuda teistest inimestest.
I don't want to depend on others for my good moods.
Ma ei taha, et teistest sõltuksin oma head uju eest.
Be my wellspring of joy and strength.
Ole sina minu rõõmu ja jõu allikas.
Then Jesus says, really? Do you really want that?
Siis Jeesus küsib, kas sa tõesti tahad seda?
If you say yes,
ja kui sa ütled jah,
God says yes.
Siis ütleb ka Jumal jah.
This story about this Jewish woman.
Lugu ühe juudi naise kohta.
When she was in concentration camp and she had only 2 pieces of chocolate.
Mida me vaatasime sellest konduslaagrist, kus tal oli 2 tükki šokolaadi.
And when she had to decide whether to give it away to another lady who was giving birth.
Ja kui ta oli otsustamas, kas seda anda ära sellele naisele, kes oli sünnitamas.
I'm happy that she eventually did.
Mul on hea meel, et ta seda tegi.
But I wonder about myself.
Aga ma mõtlen nagu ise enda kohta.
Whether I would do this.
Kas mina teeksin seda?
I know when we live today in the, you know, very chocolate saturated world.
Ma tean, et me elame väga šokolaadis küllastunud maailmas.
We can eat whenever we want and almost everything what we want.
Me võime millal me tahame ja mida me tahame.
But if you had only 1 piece of chocolate.
Aga kui sul on ainult 1 tükk šokolaadi.
And very uncertain tomorrow.
Ja väga ebakindel homne.
Would you give this small certainty to help others?
Kas annaksid selle väikese tüki kindlusest, et anda teistele?
I would like to imagine myself giving this chocolate.
Mulle meeldiks ennast ette kujutada sellisena, kes annab selle šokolaadi.
However, I think about the chocolates that I have that are my security.
Aga kui ma mõtlen nende šokolaadide peale, mis on mulle turvatundeks.
My plan B.
Minu plan B-eks.
Would I throw this plan B, this cloak?
Kas ma viskaksin oma plan B, oma kuue?
And trust Jesus fully.
Ja usaldaksin Jeesust täielikult.
She did, and the miracle happened. The baby survived, and you know, it seems that it turned well for her.
See naine tegi seda ja juhtus ime ja see laps jäi ellu ja temaga läks kõik hästi.
So Jesus is calling us every day.
Jeesus kutsub meid igal päeval.
And we come to Jesus with all kind of desires and requests.
Me tuleme Jeesuse juurde igasuguste soovide ja palvetega.
Today I want you to search your hearts.
Täna ma soovin, et sa vaataksid oma südamesse.
What do you really want?
Mida sa tõesti tahad?
What are you holding on to?
Milles sa kinni hoiad?
What is your security blanket?
Mis on sinu turvatekk?
What is your piece of chocolate?
Mis on sinu šokolaad?
Would you give away for Jesus?
Kas annaksid selle ära Jeesuse pärast?
Would you free yourself from all those things?
Kas sa vabastaksid ennast kõigist nendest asjadest?
And live like a free person.
Ja elaksid nagu vaba inimene.
The freedom is Jesus. The thing that Jesus is offering is freedom.
See, mida Jeesus pakub, see on vabadus.
Freedom to take responsibility for your life.
Vabadus võtta vastutus oma elu eest.
Freedom from blame.
Vabadus süüdistamisest.
Freedom from Okay, now I forgot. Freedom from blame, freedom from self-pity.
Vabadus enesehaletsusest.
Freedom to live the fullest that Jesus is offering.
Vabadus elada täiega, mida Jeesus pakub.
I would like to suggest you now.
Ma tahaksin teile välja pakkuda.
That with the people that is with the person that is sitting next to you.
Selle inimese kohta, kes istub sinu kõrval.
That you would pray for each other.
Et palvetaksite üheskoos, üksteise pärast.
Not just a prayer of, I don't know, welfare and whatever.
Mitte ainult heaolu või sellist asjade pärast.
Pray for each other that we would not have, that we would be willing to give everything for Jesus.
Palvetage selle pärast, et me oleksime tahtlikud andma kõik Jeesusele.
It doesn't matter, you know, for some of you the career is the thing that is the biggest obstacle to fully devote yourself to Jesus.
Pole tähtis, mis asi. Võibolla mõne jaoks on karjäär see, mis takistab ennast täielikult Jeesusele pühendumast.
To others is opinion of others.
Teiste jaoks on see teiste inimeste arvamus.
For others is prestige.
Teiste jaoks on see prestiige.
Maybe for some of you spirituality.
Võibolla mõne jaoks vaimulikus.
When you take pride in the way you show your spirituality.
Kui sa tunned uhkust sellest, kuidas sa oma vaimulikust esitad.
It doesn't matter that we have to leave those things, our jobs, or leave our lives the way we live.
Pole tähtis, et me peame jätma oma tööd või elut nii, nagu me seda praegu elame.
But it is all about the attachments.
Oluline on seosed.
Where do we take refuge?
Kust sa leiad varjupaiga?
What is our plan B when Jesus doesn't work? It seems not to work.
Kus on meie plaan B, kui tundub, et Jeesus ei tegutse?
I would like you to take this opportunity if you are at this point.
Ma tahaksin, et sa võtaksid vastu selle võimaluse, kui sa oled praegu sellises seisus.
To pray for each other so that our hearts would be pure.
Palvetad üksise pärast, et meie südamed võiksid olla puhtad.
That we would love God more than anything.
Et me armastaksime Jumalat üle kõige.
Pray for this renewal of your spirit.
Palvetage vaimu uuendamise pärast.
And then let's start from there.
Ja siis alustame sealt.
So let's take a couple of minutes, find your friend and let's pray for each other. If you want to say or express or confess something, let it be just between two of you.
Võtame mõned minutid aega, leiame kaaslase ja teeme seda. Kui te tahate mõnda asja üles tunnistada, siis jääb ainult see teie enda vahele.
Okay, let's take a couple of minutes for
võtame mõned aega nüüd palveks.